myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
+919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about, what we're dealing with today. You know, a lot to deal with, a lot to talk about. You see, everybody's talking about Don Jr. getting indicted all of a sudden, right? Did y'all see that? It got so bad today, Russ Parr called me up and was like, man, look, can you do my show? Because I told Russ this 3 days ago. I said, they're about to indict Don Jr. He didn't believe me. He was like, oh, man, how do you be knowing this stuff? History, baby, history. History. So much to talk about and deal with today. I guess I start off with your president, Donald Trump. Two things going on with Trump y'all need to be paying attention to. Did y'all see what's going on with Lil' Kim? Are y'all paying attention to Lil' Kim? Trump's going to come out today. Ladies and gentlemen of America, I pulled back the agreement for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It was I, not Little Kim, who decided to do this. Little Kim was not acting in good faith. And I refused to negotiate with somebody not acting in good faith. It was I, not Little Kim. Don't believe the news. It's fake news. It's all fake. Believe me. Bigly believe me. It was me. It was I, not Little Kim. Little Kim wants a war. But Don Peaceful Trump is trying to negotiate a better deal. If he wants war, we'll light up the sky of North Korea like they've never seen before. Little Kim, I'm giving you this olive branch. You better take it, Little Kim. Oh, man. Kim Jong-un said, look, the United States, they don't want to give us this peace treaty. We're not stopping our weapons. Now, look, let me explain something to y'all. For everybody, when y'all hear this on the news, you can really understand what's really going on. Kim Jong-un wants to make sure that his regime and his family stays in power in North Korea. And so they want this treaty before they decide to denuclearize. Now, part of the reason that they're doing this is because of what we did with the Iran deal. We went to this deal with them. Trump gets in office. He pulls us out the deal. Now, if I was Little Kim, I would be the same way. I'd be like, look, player, I'm not doing this until you give me some proof. I'm not doing this until you ensure me that I'm going to stay in power. Because if I give you my nukes, you can come out here, come over here and wipe me out. Wipe me out. And I know I can't trust you because of what you guys did with Iran. But you know they're about to spend this, right? Now, let me tell you how smart Kim Jong-un is. He played the hell out of Trump. And nobody's going to say this, admit this on television, but he played the hell out of Trump. Let me show you what he did. Prior to him and Trump meet, he had no relationship with South Korea, with Japan, with Taiwan. Before he met with Trump, all these people thinking peace is coming, so they start meeting with him. Now he has relationships with all of them and China. You know what's so funny about this? When this is all said and done, where the United States had control of this, we are not even going to have a say-so in this. Because South Korea, China, Japan, and Taiwan is going to be the ones doing the negotiation with them. We're not even going to be at the table. Because he played Trump. He got the people who are most like him to be with him now.
We not even going to be at the table. He played this man. Nobody's even talking about it yet. Nobody's even... I mean, you could predict this. When Trump went over there, talking about, I did it. I denuclearized the whole North Korean peninsula. What more do you want from me? I got the blacks out of China. I saved the Mexicans. I'm helping the Jews against the Palestinians. Now I've denuclearized everything. What else do you want from me? I know. Call me God. I know you love Dun Dun. Greatest president ever. I know. I know. I mean, this dude don't even realize that Kim Jong-un didn't have these relationships. Now he does. That peninsula is an Asian peninsula. They're not going to be rolling with the United States, y'all. We are not even going to be at the table to try to fix this. And to be honest with you, it's a couple of things that you need to be paying attention to. Do you know Russia's doing a war games right now, right? It's the largest war game they ever did in history. 300,000 troops. Why are they doing such a big war game? Now, this is what I think is going on. I think they're showing North Korea and China what kind of military they got in case North Korea and America go to war. To let them know, we got 300,000 strong over here for you, player. We got 300,000 strong for you, player. We ready when you ready. That's what I personally believe. Now, I could be wrong, but that's what I personally believe. I believe that they are showing their military strength to show what they have available. Now, let's think about this. If we're frozen out and China rolls with North Korea, if South Korea and Japan will probably stay neutral. Taiwan, probably, if China rolls with North Korea, Taiwan's going to roll with North Korea because they're trying to get in good with China. If Russia rolls, if Iran rolls, if Syria rolls, the Palestinians are going to roll because of Israel. We are literally going to be in a world war. Because if all of those are on that side, you're going to have the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Europe. That's a world war. That is a world war right there. And you know what's so funny? Let me tell you what's so funny. I just thought of this. This is crazy, boy. History is something else. It just popped in my head. Came out my memories museum, just right to the front, like a file. Jumped to the front of my head. Go back and look at history. Every great nation that's ever failed in history fell to a smaller and weaker, presumed weaker nation. Every one of them. This is exactly what is going on with North Korea. It is a smaller and presumed weaker nation. History tells me that this might be David and the Goliath all over again, y'all. Well, I tell you, this is going to be very interesting. Now, we come back out of the break. Let's talk about the new NAFTA. I'm going to give y'all the facts and the truth about this deal in Mexico and what the Republicans are kind of lying a little bit about. Now, the White House put out the proper statement, but the news media on the right is running with this and they doing some lying. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. You listen to the WB.
Oh, I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. Look, remind me, before I get off the show today, to tell you some information I have about Vice President Pence. It explains a lot of what's going on. A lot. I got to talk to somebody who is a somebody who wrote a book for Pence. And him and Pence had a conversation about Trump just 2 weeks ago. And so he told me the conversation. So I want to tell y'all what he told me. And after he told me this, it makes sense to me now about Pence. So make sure you remind me to talk about Pence. Let me talk a little bit about this NAFTA thing. Now, President Obama, President Trump came out yesterday, said, look, we got our own private deal with Mexico. It's the best deal ever. You know, I told you I was going to renegotiate the NAFTA agreement. Now, let me show you something right here, right? He said that, and the White House put out a statement saying that. Factually, he kept his word. On the campaign trail, he said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. That's what he said. What they're reporting is we're out of NAFTA. We're not out of NAFTA. Y'all know we're still in NAFTA, right? You got to give them 6 months notice before you can pull out of it legally. And then the second thing is it has to go through Congress. So we are still in NAFTA. No matter how much they tell y'all we're not in NAFTA, we're still in NAFTA. Okay? That's the first thing. Second thing, all he negotiated was for the steel in these cars come from North America. That's it. And right now with NAFTA, the steel is at 62.5% has to be from North America. They jumped it up to 75%. They did an increase of 13%. They announced, well, he got rid of the tariffs for all of the farming industry with, as far as produce with Mexico and the United States. That was already in NAFTA. The tariffs was there because of him putting tariffs on Mexico, Mexico putting tariffs back on us. That was already part of the NAFTA, original NAFTA agreement. See, this is what happens when they're trying to make you believe he's doing something that he's not doing. This is what he's trying to make you, well, he did this, he did that. No, technically, he kept his word because he's trying to renegotiate NAFTA. But he didn't change nothing but 13% more steel. That's it. Nothing else. Everything else is exactly the same except for the pay rate. The pay rate went up to $16 an hour, but it went up to $16 an hour. You know why? Because it went over 70% for the steel. That means that the majority of the steel has to come from where? America and Canada. They don't have the same pay scale that Mexico has. So that's why it jumped up. But they're going to make you believe. They're going to make you believe. Oh, he did this wonderful thing. Build the wall. Y'all going to build a wall and need to get out. That same wall going to keep y'all locked in here. That's what's going to be so funny. They building the wall and they're going to be trying to get down past that wall and can't get out. That's what's so funny. That's what's so funny. I mean, so I just want y'all to understand what's really going on with this Mexico agreement, because see, they putting it, they trying to make it like he's gotten rid of NAFTA. We are still a part of NAFTA. Again, you got to give them according to the treaty, right? Now, see, this is the thing that people don't realize. Let me even walk this back just a little bit. NAFTA was negotiated by George H.W. Bush, okay? It was signed into law by Clinton in 1994 is when it went into effect. Now, since the start of NAFTA, trade between Canada, Mexico, and the United States has jumped almost 600%. But jobs in the United States decreased almost 600%. All right? So you got to understand that this whole thing with NAFTA isn't the way people think it is, because we got to give 6 months notice and it has to be voted on in Congress. He can't just pull us out of NAFTA. And because of that, even with this negotiating that he's doing, he raised the steel to 75% more and $16 an hour. That's it. The tariffs on the produce, that's already part of NAFTA, y'all. So, now, let me talk a little bit about Pence, all right? So I talked to somebody who's written a book with Pence, and he talked to Pence 2 weeks ago. And so when we were talking, I said, well, why does Pence just sit there with this dumbass look on his face, standing behind Trump, like, you know, he don't have nothing to say. And why does he just ride with everything Trump? Whatever Trump says, he rides with. And the guy started laughing. He said, look, let me tell you something. He said, Pence's religion, his ideology based on religion, is this. He thinks his sole purpose of being in the administration is to bring Donald Trump to Jesus Christ. And he said, based on this ideology, even when he sees Trump doing stuff that is wrong, he said, Pence is totally against a religious test to come to the United States, but he's supporting Trump. Pence is totally against locking kids up and taking them away from their parents, even if they're illegally here, but he's supporting Trump. He said, Pence is against building a wall, but he's supporting Trump. And he said, the reason he's supporting Trump is because he believes once he brings him to Jesus Christ, Christ will make Trump stop doing all of this. Let's talk a little bit about this. We come back out of the break. Let's talk a little bit about this. You listen to WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now. Right now. All right.
So I was telling you in the break, before we went to break, about Pence and how he believes in his religious belief and that his sole purpose of being in the administration is to bring Donald Trump to the gospel of Jesus. And that by bringing him to the gospel of Jesus, that this will cure and fix everything. But this is also what Pence is doing while he's in the White House. He's preparing to be president. He set up a super PAC. He's purposely not saying nothing, right? Because he doesn't want nothing on the record. So when he get ready to run, he doesn't want nothing coming back biting him in the butt. Well, Vice President Pence, you said, no, I don't. I just stood on stage with President Trump. I never gave my opinion. But Vice President Trump stood for such a, well, I just stood on the stage. You didn't hear me say nothing. And then they're going to go back and look. And he's just going to be up there, that dumbass look on his face, trying to look serious, but thinking, what the hell is wrong with him, Lord? Jesus, please touch him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pence is, see, Trump is being played on so many levels, he don't even realize he's being played. First, Kim Jong-un, Pence, the Republican Party. I mean, you heard Omarosa say Paul Ryan and them put Pence in the vice president seat because they felt like he was one of them. Don't y'all know when they get tired of Trump, they going to turn on this man and Pence is going to come president? Y'all know that, right? And then let me tell you what the Republicans are doing so brilliantly. And see, even the Democrats, if the Democrats wasn't so damn stupid, they would be making this argument to make Trump go against the Republicans. The Democrats can make this argument and they could divide and conquer with Trump and the Republicans. This is the only argument they got to make. Trump thinks he's calling the shots. But the Republicans have been calling the shot since day one. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and the rest of the Republicans. How can we make this argument? They gave him a vice president that was just like them. They are in charge of vetting the Supreme Court justices that he's putting on. Kavanaugh and all of them. This all comes from the same place. They're vetting them, and then they're giving him the list. They gave him the list of judges that they wanted. They're getting the Supreme Court the way they want it. Once they get everything in place, they're going to turn on this man, they're going to come into office, and they're going to roll back everything they ever thought they wanted to roll back, whether it's Roe v. Wade, whether it's the equality for gays and lesbians, whether it's Brown v. Board of Education, whether it's the Civil Rights Act. This is what the Democrats need to be talking about. But they're not talking about this. They're not talking about it. And see, even if they win the House and the Senate and everything else, it's still going to be too late because once the Republicans win again, they got everything set up the way they wanted to be set up. And see, let me tell you something else that the Republicans played the long game on. They were smart because they forced the Democrats into getting rid of the filibuster when it came to appointees. They got rid of the filibuster when it came to the Supreme Court. The only filibuster we have left is the legislative one. Now, why is that smart? It's smart because now, if they in power, the Democrats can't stop them from putting their people in place. Period. I mean, so this is the simplicity of this. And for the Democrats not to see this. And look, let me say this also. For everybody who's a Democrat, it's a real problem going on with the Democratic Party, y'all. Do y'all realize 41% of the party consider themselves to be socialists? 41% of that party considers itself to be a socialist party and a socialist movement. Man, look. Do you know how crazy that is? That is nuts when you really think about it. 41% of the party believes it's socialist. That's crazy. Unbelievable, man. That is, you know how scary that is? That's nuts when you really think about it. That is absolutely nuts. I just don't even understand, man. I really don't. They didn't let the Democrats didn't let the socialists just come in. And control their party. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. But it's happening right in front of our eyes. Nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody. Nobody. Now, for the rest of the show, I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about Jameel Hill. Didn't I tell y'all this girl was going to end up getting fired from ESPN? They're trying to make it look like they departing on good terms, but that's fake news. Fake news. Okay. Tiger Woods talking about you got to, you know, support the office of the presidency. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about that. Fantasy is coming up. Look, I want y'all to go open up your accounts on FanDuel, DraftKings. I'm going to start giving out the lineups. In fact, I might do a college football lineup this weekend because they going and DraftKings is doing a fantasy college lineup. I got to look and play with the algorithm and see if it's worth doing one over there. And then basketball season is coming around soon, so I'll be doing basketball ones as well. So make sure you go ahead and sign up at DraftKings and FanDuel so you'll be able to go in there and put your lineup, you know, put your dollar on something, $2, whatever. I like both of them, DraftKings and FanDuel. Each is different, though. It's about the scoring, right? Like, so if you're playing DraftKings fantasy football, it's 1 point per reception. It's a PPR over there. Over on FanDuel, it's a half a point. So on FanDuel, my lineup is going to be running back heavy, like scoring touchdown running back compared to catching running back. Like on DraftKings, I will have Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, Hunt from Kansas City, backs like that who catch the ball a lot. LeSean McCoy. Backs like that, Deion Lewis, James White, those kind of backs over there. On FanDuel, I would have Jordan Howard, Henry. They don't catch a lot of balls, but they score a lot of touchdowns when they get close. So go ahead and do that. And that's not an investment, Rodney. This is just y'all setting it up yourself. You control it. You everything. I'm just giving you lineups. You know, you'll be able to get the lineups, and you play however you want to play, do it however you want to do it. So this ain't about investing in anything. This is just something you doing yourself. Now, I hope y'all and all emailed, TruthFighter13 and Ava, if you want to get in on the beauty supply stuff. Again, we're going to pick a date, and then it'll be out, and then everybody had their money on that date. Then we go from there. You save your own money, keep your own money, and then we come on that date and everybody put their money up on that date and time. All right. So, that'd be the next thing we're doing. So we come back. What I want to do is this. I want to talk about those two things, but then I'm going to talk about heritage. Do you know your heritage? One of my friends from Africa told me this, and he was right for the majority of us. He said, you guys don't have a family tree. You got a family bush. Because you can't go all the way back. So let's talk a little bit about heritage. I want to talk about Black, white, Latino. Talk about all this. Show y'all some things. How all this stuff intertwined and people don't even realize. All right, you're listening to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border. The Truth Fighters, a voice in the call for justice. Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me give you a quick breakdown of this Don Jr. stuff again for everybody who missed it. If Don Jr. is indicted, and I do believe he's going to be indicted based on the sources that I have and the people I've talked to in D.C., what they're telling me is that they're going to indict Jr. for lying to the FBI. He'll be looking at 1 year and 1 day on that charge. Now, this is probably going to make his father go crazy. His father's probably going to pardon him. And if he does pardon him, that'll play right into the hands of Mueller. And the reason why is because if he pardons him, then Don Jr. can no longer plead the fifth. Now, why is that important? The fifth allows you to come in and say, well, I don't want to incriminate myself. Now, let's say hypothetically, Don Jr. has participated in something with his father or his father's organization that constitutes a crime, whether it's conspiracy, fraud, you know, obstruction of justice, whatever it may be. If he's pardoned, he can't plead the fifth and say, I can't talk about it because I'm going to incriminate myself. He's already been pardoned, so he can't incriminate himself. So he has to tell the truth about what happened, including if his father knew or participated. If he doesn't, then he'll be looking at jail and his father will not be able to pardon him at that point. So pay close attention to this because it's already been proven that Don Jr. has lied about some stuff. And because he lied about this stuff, they can criminally charge him. So that's the thing. All right. That's the thing. So that's why they're trying to indict him or set him up or whatever. All right. So now for everybody who asking about the beauty supply stuff, let me tell you what that is. So let me give you one of the emails. I don't know the other one off the top of my head, but this one is a little long, but it's the easiest one, to be honest with you, to remember. All right. I can't find it. Okay. Trinity Real Estate Rehabs at gmail.com. Trinity Real Estate Rehabs at gmail.com. All you got to do is say, I'm in. You ain't got to spend no money. You ain't got to do nothing. You're just saying, I'm in. And basically, what I'm trying to do is see how many people will email and say they're in. And then we're going to pick a date. And on this date, you got to produce your money. And we'll put all the money together and see what we can come up with. And what we can come up with, we'll open up beauty supplies. Now, I showed you guys, and I'll do it one more time. If we had 300 people agree to put up $1,200, that's $360,000. You can open up 5 beauty supply chains with that and have a surplus of money. Let's do it at a smaller level. Let's do 100 people at $1,200. That's $120,000. You can open up 2 beauty supply chains with that. 2 beauty supply stores, possibly 3. It's a cord. You might be able to get one for $30,000. Okay. And so once we know the number of people, then we'll set the date. The date is not going to be like a month from now. It'll be 6 months to a year from now. We'll do it something like that. And give you time to save up money over the course of the year. You know, somebody said May 1st. That way you have your taxes and everything. And so somebody's suggesting we use the date of May 1st. I think that's a good date. But let's see how many people and see if y'all agree that that's a good date. Then we come back and do it like that. And then once I know how many people, I'll come back and tell you guys how many people it is. We'll set up an LLC. Get incorporated, get an EIN, get everything we need to have the business to be able to run, except for the money and being able to find the areas that we're going to open it up in. Now, the ideal thing to do is to open this up where it's the majority of you guys are at. So if it's 10, let's say we got 100 people and 20 of y'all live in Atlanta. Atlanta needs to be one of the cities. That way we have people there who can watch it, who can run it, who can be actively there to see what's going on at all times. So we need to look at it like that. So We will do it like that. And no, we gonna start up our own, because what you want to do is you want to franchise it. And see, this is why I was hoping we can get 300 people to do this, because if you get 300 people to do it, you got enough to open up 5 stores at once across the country. Now you can franchise. Now you can sell it as a franchise. So the hope is to do at least 3 out the gate and then try to get another 2 in within that next year and then try to turn around and franchise it from that point on. And so the good thing about it is, you know, everybody be making money. Because like I showed y'all, let me do it again. If you have 300 women, let's say you have 2 stores. Let's just do 2 stores. You got 300 women. And they spend $300 on weave, right? That's $90,000. If they do that 4 times in a year, that's $360,000. So if you have 2 stores doing that, those 2 stores would make $720,000. For the people who would be a part of that, just on those 2 stores, if with just 300 people doing this at 2 stores, this ain't even, and we know it's way more than that, but just say 300 people, right? You're talking about, if it's 100 of us, for your $1,200 investment that first year, you would make $7,200. Plus be the owner of 2 stores. So if we bump it up to 3, 4, 5 stores, we got 4 stores, that investment of $1,200 would have been $1,500 you'd have made. $15,000 you'd have made for that first year. So this is the thought process. This is the idea. And because so much money is spent on beauty products, see, I'm just doing weave. I ain't even doing grease and gel and everything else, and clippers and all the other stuff they sell up in there. So I'm just saying, y'all, let's start thinking out the box. Send that email, Trinity Rehab. What is it? Did I say Trinity what? Trinity Real Estate Rehabs at gmail.com. All right, come back, talk heritage. You listen to the WB.